All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Johnson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Sybil will join us at the top of the hour after he's done with his fun video. We'll ask him what his video was about coming up here in a couple minutes.
The suspense is killing me.
I know. I'm sure it was, well, you know, just about Nebraska football, the spring game.
Spring game, nothing major, nothing big, sorry.
Troy Dannon was on the Huskers radio network last night, Sports Nightly, and he was asked about a variety of different projects. Now, he did also mention Haymarket Park and the Haymarket Park area. He also talked about the track and how they have to finish the track, and I don't even know what the status update is on the track. He said there were some things that they, you know, some things that they want to do at Haymarket Park, and we've known this for a long time. And Will Bolt wants to, I think, generally upgrade the place, but also have a place. And this was specifically mentioned by Dannon last night. Like I've always said, their trip, Nebraska baseball's trip down to Arkansas for the regional in 2021, I think was an eye opener. They were in the process. I was down there that weekend. They were in the process of opening up their brand new athletic performance lab hitting pitching facility out in right field. And they thought, man, this is all right here. Like, this is great. Nebraska has a nice indoor space right now, but it's basically just, you know, turf. It's big enough for a couple cages and you could take, like, you know, simulated infield, you know, that kind of thing. It's not a huge amount of space, but it's not the space that they'd be looking for. It's really the technology piece. And so Nebraska is interested in putting some of those types of pieces on the outfield concourse areas where they have all that space in the, especially in the left field corner. And this has been the holdup for years now with the Salt Dogs. They need, frankly, they need, they would like to keep their bounce houses up there. So, you know, and that's the ongoing discussion. And I think they realize that there's some other things that need to be done at the ballpark as well. Some upgrades and stuff like that. They're in danger of falling behind. But that's not what this conversation's about. This is regarding the old gray lady on, I don't know, like 12th and Vine, 10th and Vine, somewhere around there. Josh, you don't know your Lincoln streets.
I don't. Couldn't tell you. O Street.
No. It's not on O Street. That is a street, though.
That's the street I know.
Good job. It's on Vine, and then Vine goes all the way down until it ends right at the front gate of the East Side of Memorial Stadium. And then Vine is no more. All roads, Vine in particular, point to Memorial Stadium.
Okay.
Anyway, here's Troy Dannon on that project last night on the network. Josh, have you got sound on this one? I don't hear anything.
Oh. How about I turn on the correct pot?
That'd be good. That'd be good. All right, let's try again. Here's Troy.
Obviously, the stadium. You know, I would say the stadium is on the same trajectory it was had there been no change in leadership right now in athletics. The original plan, I think, was in June, we might go back to the board with something based on the ability to fundraise. I'm really still doing a little bit of getting my arms wrapped around it. And I've said this publicly, though, there are some very obvious things, and it's not necessarily just the south end zone. We've got to get chair backs east and west. We've got to do some concessions work. We've got to get some Wi-Fi done. And part of the reason, you know, I hope we have expand our offerings from a concession standpoint. I hope we go cashless, and we need a good Wi-Fi system to do that. I need our seats where, you know, we have $40 million of donor donations each year that back their seat purchases in the stadium. It's next to the conference television revenue. It's our number one source of revenue. We've got to make sure that we take care of those seats that have a purchase price or basically a seat license behind them, get the amenities up to incentivize people to want to continue to do that. I've told Matt winning 10 games wouldn't hurt either, but you know, part of it is we've got to get the experience better.
So that's getting a little bit closer. I thought that was, I mean, that's as substantial as we've heard it from Troy Dannon on this particular project. I think every single time he's made a public appearance in his first few weeks as the athletic director, he's been asked, hey, so what about the stadium? Good, bad, too much money, too little money? What do you think you're going to do here? And
I find it weird that nobody cared about it. Nobody wanted it. But now the Troys are like, what are we?
Yeah,
like, what are we doing?
Well, I think we're all trying to find out which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
That usually tells you a lot of the story. And he, at his first few public appearances, he said, I'm trying to get my arms. I don't know enough to say anything, so I don't want to say anything. And he still didn't dive into it much. But that key phrase right at the beginning of that was, I think we're on the same track had there not been a change in leadership. It sounds like we are, at the moment, moving forward with the Trev plan. Trev's legacy lives. His name will not be on the stadium anymore because we've ripped it down in a fit of rage. Oh my goodness, did the Royals just rob a home run and turn a double play?
They've had some amazing defensive plays lately.
Look at Adam Frazier. Watch this, Josh.
Okay.
Watch this. Jump.
Jump.
And catch.
Beautiful snag.
That's a robbery, folks. 2 days in a row now, Royals outfielders have made some pretty outstanding plays.
That's your guy.
That's all.
Congrats to you. Up 1-0 after three.
I wouldn't say that Adam Frazier is really my guy, but I like that he did that just then. That was nice. That was big time. And so it seems like we're continuing down the road of the Trev plan. I wonder, you know, what that actually looks like and what the first steps are, and they still have to, you know, get various kinds of approvals and stuff like that. But it sounds like Dannon thinks about it in similar ways that Trev kind of thought about it. It's like, look, not only do we have to find a way to kind of monetize these things, but in order to put ourselves in a position to do that, we have to make our fans comfortable. Like, we have to, like, there's two separate piles here, Josh. Ooh. There is pile of things you have to do because it's taking place of things that are old and outdated at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, Nebraska's got to get better Wi-Fi situations at all of their places, especially if they want to go cashless.
Definitely.
They have to make it easier to use phones in the building, concession stands, ease of access, like things like that stuff has to be done. They will be doing that regardless of how much money it takes, like whether it's in the guts of Memorial Stadium and you don't see it, or whether it's in the guts of Haymarket Park and you don't see it. Like, those upgrades are constantly happening. I believe they're getting a new, I don't know how much Nebraska is responsible for footing the bill for this, but I think I know that they're getting a new sound system and some new updated graphics and back of house stuff at Pinnacle Bank Arena next year.
Oh,
so like, these are just things that you have to do all the time. You have to keep your facility updated. South Stadium has just fallen 100 years behind. Unfortunately, it's taken 100 years to get there, but it's officially official. It doesn't really work anymore. It's not 1987 or whatever it is. You can't just pile people into a stadium, go, and then just go from there. Like,
come on in. There's football inside.
And Nebraska has an aging fan base, and you got to make it easier for them. Like, have these people go to games and sit in South Stadium, and they'll see it. They're like, my God, we got to do something, because I went to go get a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, and I missed the game. The whole game. It's over now. So there's the things in the pile of things you have to do. And then there is the kind of amenities bucket and the player facility bucket and the, I don't know, the luxury bucket maybe.
Ooh.
Pile. I was saying piles earlier, right? I don't want to change piles and buckets. So we're in piles. There's the luxury pile where, all right, if you really want to go above and beyond and maybe get ahead of the game, it's almost like doing, it's almost like getting a head start on next week's work. You know, it feels really good to do that. Is it going to be time consuming? Is it going to be cost, maybe it'll be cost effective considering how stuff is just going to continue to get more expensive. But I still think it's a good idea to do it. We talked about it, I think it was last Friday with the Missouri thing. like they're doing it and it looks awesome. And you guys are telling me you don't want this for whatever reason. Like, I don't know. I think first of all, we're easier to adapt than you give us credit for, or than everyone gives themselves credit for, I should say. Like a Hurtin' Husker fan.
Hi, Hurtin'.
I do not like going cashless at the stadium. Nobody, here's the breaking news for you. Nobody likes the idea of it. Everybody's like people my age above, they're like, what? Cashless? I want to be able to pay with something with cash. But guess what? You adjust. And it makes everything else run smoother. Soon enough, maybe in Memorial Stadium or in Haymarket Park, like many other places around the country, you can just walk into a kiosk, grab whatever you want, scan your phone, you're paid for it, see you later, go back to your seat, you got your Sour Patch Kids and your popcorn and your Diet Pepsi and you're done. It's super easy. You don't have to deal with anybody.
God, if I could not interact with a human being.
Right. And I'm not trying to tell you that it's better or worse. People have their preferences on whatever it is. But what I am telling you is that you are easier to adapt than you think you are.
You can do this.
You can do this is what I'm telling you. Yeah. Just because you might not want it. Now, in order for it to happen, it's got to work. So there's...
Right.
And that's where the we need to do this pile comes back into play. If you need to do it, the things you need to do before you do it are get the Wi-Fi better, make it a more phone-friendly place, and things of that nature. So, now, sounds like we're still going down that path.
Now, it also sounds like Hurtin' Husker fan is the exception to the rule. He just says, I do not adjust. I refuse to let cash lose its spending power and have everything go virtual. They just lose my business in those instances.
Okay. Well, sorry. Great. It's going to happen for everybody else. You're saving money, Hurtin' Husker fan. Congratulations. Yeah. For me, I go to a sporting event and I buy stuff. That's just what I do. I think that's what most people do.
He will be thirsty.
You're going to be thirsty. You're going to be hungry. That's okay.
He'll have a bottle of water or in you're the gonna car have to, and he'll be fine.
I mean, this is good for Hurtin' Husker fan because he could have the guy next to him just, hey, can I bum a slice of Valentino's pizza? You want to grab me a... Runs a hand warmer while you're down there?
Sure.
Absolutely. So, yeah, maybe it'll work out for everybody. Royce with an interesting tweet here.
Hi, Royce.
Memorial Stadium is basically Rosenblatt now, he says.
I don't know what he's about to say.
No, he doesn't.
I don't disagree with this take.
He's not. That's the only sentence. We can take it from wherever we want.
It is old and dumpy, but it's our old dump, and we love it.
But I think from a technology standpoint, it's old and dumpy. And in this case, you're not getting a replacement stadium,
right?
You can't just
you're not getting say, a beautiful crown jewel. Yeah,
no,
you're
not getting that. So you got to make this thing better. It's getting close to that conversation. James writes in.
Hi, James.
With the new rule on helmet communications, wouldn't it just be just a typical Nebraska thing if our quarterbacks can't get the plays because Wi-Fi in the stadium is bad? Hopefully, those are run on different systems. I don't think those are Wi-Fi enabled deals.
Just run it on the network, man. It's fine. You want it encrypted anyway?
You have to pull up the screen. It says, like, Fan XP. Okay, click. God, that crap does not... It just straight up does not work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. And it straight up doesn't work at Pinnacle Bank Arena either. That's a brand new building. Right? Like, these are things that have to be done.
Kind of terrible.
We have to inch our way into the 21st century. All right, Stephen M. Sipple is next. He's done making his video.
Congratulations.
He'll be with us on the other side. Wonder what he thinks about technology. One more from John. We still haven't mastered paperless tickets. This is from the Equitable Bank inbox. If they want to go cashless at concessions, they better have at least one concession stand in each stadium that takes cash or no one will ever get their runza and soda. John, see? I disagree. I think you can do it. I think you can do it.
We haven't mastered paperless tickets?
I feel... mastered is a strong word,
okay.
But I don't feel like we've completely adjusted as a society, but you'll get there. I know people still want their paper tickets.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, not the workers. They're fine.
The system works.
Oh, the system works fine. It's the people.
Okay.
Yeah, us.
I transfer those babies to anybody. You want tickets? Boom. Email. Boom. Email.
It's
boom.
Done. You're a young, spry lad, Josh.
Many are saying this
you got
about
it all
me.
Figured out in life. You got tickets on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you need me to turn the brightness up? Here you go, man. Boom.
Yeah, it's really that easy. No, man, I think, like I said, you can do it. I believe in you. I really do. Even if you're old, I believe in you. I think we can all do this as a society. All right, Simple's next on 1620 The Zone.